Gemara Shabbat. Tet. Today's episode is Sunday Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Yosef ben Sabut Ruach Hashem Tenechem Began Aiden Amen. Fa Shilema Moshe ben Malka. Daniel ben Esther. Le'am bat Rachel. Kol Echol Amu Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's Daf Parchet Amud Bet. We are starting a few lines above the Tosafot. Dibura Batfil Lema. Amar of Yehuda. Hai Zilza Dekaneh. Zilza Dekaneh is a bunch of reeds, long reeds. Ramah v'zakfeh, Ramah v'zakfeh, lo mechayev ad akar. He has a pile of reeds, let's say they're tied up. So instead of carrying them, making an akira and hanaha, he lifts one side up, puts the other side down, lifts one side up, puts the other side down. Not hayav, because that's not considered making a full akira. You're just lifting one side up, but one side still touching the ground. It's always one side touching the ground, so it's not considered an akira and not considered a hanaha. Comes the Gemara. Look at Rashi, two lines down. Damav zakfe, damav zakfe, holicho amotar be. ברשות הרבים כעניין הזה שלא נתנו כולו מן הקרקע. He didn't take the whole thing from the קרקע, אלא זקפו ושליחו ועזב וזכו ושווה, אין זו עקירה. אז גמרא continues. גמרא says, אמר מור, אדם עומד על האסקופה, הוא דק על האסקופה. האסקופה, we'll call it the stoop. נותן לבעל הבית, so he's able to take from the בעל הבית. Where's the בעל הבית that was standing? In the רשות היחיד. So he's able to take from the בעל הבית and put it on the אסקופה. Because the Askupa is considered a free zone. So therefore you take from the Balabai, you put on the Askupa, the Noten, lo, and you can give to him as well. Noten Ma'ani, where's the Ani always standing? In the Rishut Arabim. He can take from the Ani, from the Rishut Arabim, the Noten, lo, and you can give to him. So the Gemara says, what type of Askupa are we talking about? Hi Askupa, Ma'i, what type of Askupa are we talking about? Idi Ma Askupa to Rishut Arabim, which is similar to Askupa to Dina to Rishut Arabim. So how can you go from the Rishut Yahad to Rishut Yahid? Amai, Noten the Balabai, how can you take from the Balabai? Amma, pick Rishut Yahid to Rishut Arabim. ואלא אסקופת רשות יעיל. אני רואה לתמיד את אסקופת זה דינו ברשות היחיד. כן בי, נותן מן העני, הגיד שתקפם לעני. הכה מעיין ברשות רבים לרשות היחיד. אלא אסקופת כרמלי. אה, זאת אומרת, תמיד זה רביניקל זון. זה כרמלי זון. Still doesn't work. Noten ve noten the katahina. How can you take from the reshut rabim or take from the reshut yachid? Sof sof esulam yaita. Carmelit also you're not allowed to transfer the drabbanan. You can't transfer from one domain to the other domain. Ela askupat mekom petur be'al mahu. Ah, it's mekom petur. What's the case of mekom petur? Kegon delet be dalid al dalid. It doesn't have the requisite shi'ur. Look at that. She mekom petur mekom she'en bo arba'a l'arba'a hu. מקום מסוים שיש לו ראש רחב קצת וגבוה ג' ועומד צמוד לרשות יחיד ורשות רבים. The case is talking about where it's 3 tefachim high, because it's less than 3 tefachim high, it's batel to the reshut that it's close to. It's more than 3 tefachim high, but it doesn't have a makom mesuyam. It doesn't have a significant flat area to put something on. Less than 4 than 4 tefachim. So above 3 tefachim, but it doesn't have a base of 4x4 on its surface. So therefore that's not going to be considered a makom patur. It's permissible for the Rishut Rabim guys to put their stuff on it. It's permissible for the Rishut Yahid guys to put their stuff on it. The Katif is to put their stuff on it. However, we don't want you to transfer via a Makom Petur, which is you don't want the guy in the Rishut Rabim to put his stuff on the Karmelit, and the guy in the Karmelit will take it and put it inside, because then already you're making a trick of it that you might come to do it direct. So we don't want you to do an indirect transfer from one Rishut to another Rishut via Makom Petur. You want to put your stuff on the Makom Petur and take it back, no problem, from either Rishut that you're in. Uvevad shelo yachlifu, that she says, we learned this before. Uvevad shelo yitul min ha'ani v'yitil l'ba'al ha'bayit. We don't want the guy to give to the guy inside, we'll put on the Makom Petur and put on the door and give it to the ha'ani. So you transfer it out via the Makom Petur. That we don't want you to see. You'll come to make an avira. Amar mor. Uvevad shelo yitul min ha'al ha'bayit v'notel na'ani ma'ani v'notel na'al ha'bayit. Bim natav v'natan. But if you did it, all three will be patur, because basically you did nothing. You went from Reshut Yahid to Mekom Petur, and Mekom Petur to Reshut Rabim. You didn't make any Avedat Zikizina, Amid Rabbanat. So the Gemara says that if you did it, Shloshtam are going to be peturim from hatat, peturim from mitah, because they're not over on isuta. The rabbi said you shouldn't do it. Gemara says lematevetei uftah de lava. Let this be a question against Abba. You're telling me I cannot transfer from one Mishut to another Mishut via a Mekom Petur area. What are you talking about? The guy is transferring a Chepetz from the beginning of 4 Amot to the end of 4 Mishut Rabbi. We're not allowed to do that. Even though, where was the item that he's carrying? It's on top of him. Now, where's the item itself? When it's in his hand, it's above Tent Tefachim. Tent Tefachim of Mishut Rabbi is called the Mekom Petur. So what do you see? Even though the item is going through a Mekom Petur, once he gets to the Arba Amot, he's going to be Ayav. So therefore you see that going through a Mekom Petur is for you. So then why are you talking about the Askupa? That you went from Neshut Yachid, Askupa, Neshut Harabim, Petur, Shloshtam Peturim. But in this case, when the guy's carrying something on his shoulder, which is above the Tent Tefachim in the Neshut Harabim for Amot, you tell me Hayav, even though it's going from he picked it up off the ground, let's say, but it's going via Mekom Petur because he's carrying it on his shoulder and he's putting it down. So the Gemara says, "Hatam lo nachacha nach." A simple answer. Over there, in the case of the item on his shoulder, it didn't come down. Where did it come down? It came down at the end of the 4 Amot marks. So it came. It was picked up in the Reshut Rabim. Went into the Mekom Petur, but didn't come down in the Mekom Petur. He was walking through the Mekom Petur. He was on his shoulder still. And it came down after far more. But shaking here, it rested on the Askupa. You have Akhiran, Askupa is the Reshut Mekom Petur. It rested on there. So there was a big difference between a guy carrying something over his shoulder for Tent Tefachim or something that actually rested. She says, Derech Allah, Shekbiyo Lemalam Asara Delo Sharit Be'avi Reshut Rabim. It's above the Reshut of this airspace of the Reshut Rabim. Ve'avi Mekom Petur Hayav. Ki hadar anha, when he puts it down after 4 months, forgot the derech mekom petur. As I went to a mekom petur, Gemara says lo nachtem kom petur. David akiram b'shut rabim v'anachah b'shut rabim. Exactly, in the case where he's holding it on his shoulder, it's akiram b'shut rabim, and it landed in the b'shut rabim. However, hacha nach b'mekom petur. Here you put it down. B'yad ha'omed al askupa. The guy standing on the askupa, he took it from one guy, put it down, and then he gave it to the other guy on the outside. But he put it down. Big difference from putting it down. Comes the Gemara and says acharim omri askupa mishamer. Acharim say that an askupa serves as two rishuyot. Sometimes it serves as a rishut yahid, sometimes it serves as a rishut harabim. It all depends if the doors are open or not. What are we talking about over here? Or they were talking about a askupa. You have a, give me that sidur over there. You have over here a mavui. Okay? You have a mavui. Let's say this mavui is satum over here. Correct? This is the mavui, the alleyway over here. And this in front of it, you have an askupa. You have like a ledge that's in front of the mavui. We have pictures over here that we'll see. Basically, you're seeing some mavui, an alleyway over here. It's closed at the end of the alleyway, so it has three walls that are surrounding it. And in front of it, you have this like a little stoop, we'll call it. That's called the askupa. So the Gemara is going to say that this askupa sometimes serves as the shoot, sometimes it serves as the shoot. Harabim, what does it depend on? Depends on the doors. When it's open, kelifnim, then it's considered like a reshut hayachid. Interesting. You would think when it's open, it's considered like a reshut harabim. When it's open, the gates are open to the reshut harabim, then we consider the askupa like reshut hayachid. Now, when the bizman petach na'ul, when it's closed, the gates, then it's considered like lahotz. Then we consider it like it's on the outside. The Gemara is going to have to explain exactly what it's talking about. Look at Rashi. Rashi says in the fourth line, Baruch et Adonai. Now we're going back to Erubin. At this point we're thinking about over here. Remember we said in order to carry it in Mavui, you need to put some adjustment at the opening spot that's close to the Neshut Rabim. Lehi is a vertical pole that's on the outside of one of the gates. Or you have a Korah. What's a Korah? Korah is a vertical crossbeam that goes across the walls. At this point we're thinking over here that by this Askupa, you have a beam, a korah that's on the fourth one. That serves like as a fourth wall. That serves as that allows you to carry in the whole area. Read again. And the lehi is on the inside of the askupa, which means if this is, let's say, the askupa, okay, and this is the wall, let's say, over here, you put your lehi over here. So it's in front of the askupa. It's not behind the askupa. You put the lehi over here, you put the lechi over inside the wall. What's it? You want to see the picture? Picture over here of the lechi is inside. The askupa is over here. The lechi is on the inside. The askupa is beyond it. It's going on the side wall. The askupa is on the outside of it. So now the Gemara is going to continue. Rashi kasa kadatak b'mavui shechshiro b'lechi b'lechiyo lefnim min askupa v'ainu dekam etama. Now, Gibraz's question. If that's the case, to the Gibraz's question, even though you don't have a lechi on the outside of the askupa, that has that help. Amarav hamabar gulia amarav tocha petach sarich lechi yachel hatiro, which means in order to carry on the askupa, you need the lechi to be beyond the askupa, not on the inside of the askupa. So, how could you ever have a case where you can carry on the askupa? Otherwise, the askupa would be considered shuta rabim. That lechi only lets you carry from the point of the inside, but not from the lechi to the right, to the outside. So what are you talking about? That cannot be the case. Rashi, tocha petach, shemavui sarich lechi yachel hatiro, shalechi yamatir et hamavui. The lechi that's matir hamavui satme neged askupa. Basically, what the lechi does, it forms like a barrier between the askupa and the mavui. So then it puts the mavui on the outside. V'zakuf aliyah v'kasavar asur l'shtamesh neged alechi ela mechudo ha'pinimi v'lefnim. Havi yakim. Not only that, even in the lechi itself, you're only allowed to use from the point of the lechi on the inside. That means you have to you draw a line from the end of the lechi on the inside, and from that line of demarcation you can carry inside the mavui. So you can't even carry part of the mavui itself. Forget about the askupa if this is on the inside. So Gemara says, "Vichitem." No, maybe you're going to tell me, "Nah, this askupa that we're talking about, delet pe arba'a al arba'a, doesn't have four tefachim by four tefachim." Which means, let's say we're talking about another image that she's going to draw to us. That she's going to draw to us a case like this. You see, this is also a mavui. You see, in this case, over here, the mavui doesn't have a lehi, but has walls. The walls itself are jutting out to the right and to the left of the askupa. You see, these walls serve as a lehi. Because what's the purpose of a lehi? To remind the guy that's going out, oh, you're coming into a new reshut. So when you have walls like that, not much coming out on both sides, maybe the case is like this, and you don't have, there's not four tefahim. What does that mean, there's not four tefahim? Look at Ashi now. She says, V'chitema, delet le b'rahav dalet, b'meshich ovi ha-choma, and the ovi, and the thickness of the choma, that's on both sides, you don't have four tefachim. Nefikach ena reshut la'atzma. Therefore, it's not considered its own reshut, because anything less than four tefachim is not considered its own reshut. Umutal l'shtemesh keneged alechi mechodo ha'itzon. Shushabe l'askupa et reshut rabim. Ve'en lech alechi gadol me'ovi ha'choma shemikan mekan shemim ovi. There's no greater lechi than the actual thickness of the walls, which means in this case over here, you don't have to put a pole up. I have the actual thickness of the walls. But there's a theory that wants to say now that since it's less than four tefachim, it's not considered significant. Ovi of four tefachim. Therefore, it's batel to the reshut that it's in. Therefore, it's considered reshut yachid. And therefore, we have no issues. Gemara says that's not so. That's the machlok in itself. In Masechet Eruvin, ve'amar avchama bar gulia amar avtocha petach. Ata pishen lo arba tefachim arba'a sarich lechayachid atiro. It's not enough. You still need another lech in order to matir the askupa. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, we're going to give basically two answers. How to discuss the story of the askupa. One's going to be talking about an askupat mavui, and one's going to be talking about an askupat habayit. There's a difference between an askupa that's in front of a alleyway or an askupa that's in front of a house. Well, first answer, Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Acha beaskupat mavui askena. We're talking about an askupa that's in front of the mavui. Same case that we talked about until now. However, Hatsio mekora. And we're talking about over here where you have not a lechi. We're talking about over here. We're talking about a korah. Remember what a korah is? Korah is a cross beam that goes across it. Now, the entrance of a mavui is not so wide. It's wide this way, but it's not. It's not really four to five deep. Exactly the doorway that goes into the So when you put this, you're going to put a kora across it. The kora basically is going to only cover half the askupa. It's not going to cover the full askupa. If you look at the picture they're showing over here, you see basically here a mavui. The mavui is behind this. You see the gates. The gates are closed over there. You see they put a kora across from wall to wall in the mavui. Now let's discuss mechanics how this item would work over here. You see the doors are closed here at the mavui. You see you have a kora over here that's going across. In the Gemara Erubin we learn that the way this works is we imagine as if this edge of the kora goes down. Exactly. Creates an imaginary wall. So imagine this just comes down over here and it's going to wall in the area from the tip of the kora to make a straight wall down. Now, since we're talking about an askupa mevavui, this little area is pachot midalit tefachim. That little area, that little imaginary wall that's going to come down, is only going to wall a small, insignificant area, less than 4 tefachim. That's very significant to know. That's what is going to be enough gemina between when the doors are open and when the doors are closed. What am I saying? Gemara is going to say. Amar Yehuda Amara V'acha V'eskupat Mavui Askinan Chetzio Mekora V'chetzio She'enu Mekora. Now that you see clearly in the picture. The whole Eskupat is not roofed. Part of it is roofed and part of it is not roofed. Okay. Now because again, a Korah doesn't have to be very wide. A Korah could be a Mashu. A Korah could be a smallest amount. So when you put a cross beam across, in all odds, it's not going to cover the whole askupa that you're trying to cover. Now, kiruyo kelape panim petach patuach kelifnim petach naun kelachutz. So now the Gemara says like this: petach patuach, the door is open kelifnim. Then I'm going to consider the askupa as if it's on the inside. Petach naun, if the door is closed, then I consider it kelachutz. Why? Why? What's the mechanics how that works? So now I understand the case. I have a board, I have a cross beam across it that's covering part of the askupa. If the door is open, askupa is considered a shu'ut yachid. Once I close the gates over here, so then the askupa is a din of a shu'ut harabim. Why? Because I still have the cross beam, it should be allow me to cover, carry at least where the till the end of the cross beam where it's covering. So good, she says, like we said, the only thing we're changing over here was, till now we were assuming that there was a lechi. We had problems with the lechi. Because if the lechi was on the inside, we said it's not going to matir anything on the outside. It's a simple question. Why can't you just answer the lechi was on the outside? You have to give this whole new... Your whole problem with this lechi business was, oh, the lechi is on the inside, it's not matir, that's kupa. Let's put the lechi on the outside, that's matir, that's kupa. Simple question. That was all Kamara's problem. Kamara's problem was, if we're talking about a lechi that's on the inside of the wall, how can it be matir, that's kupa?
Put the lechi on the outside.
Exactly, you see it. You can't miss it now. That's the best lechi. You walk out, you're going to see it right before the Rishut Rabin. It's right where you want to see it. Not on the inside. On the inside, that's why the askupa was not mutar when you have the lechi on the inside. Because you're going to see it much earlier and then the askupa is beyond. In any event, that's the question of the Tosafot. The Gemara went even further than the Tosafot. Gemara said, you know, better, forget about lechis. We're talking about it's a korah situation. What does the korah do for me? So I'm going to continue Rashi. Erem mevoi shekshiro bekorah. Mekorat amavui shiur rechava tefah. Now, a korah, how wide does the korah have to be on a mavui? A tefah, it's nothing. 3 inches. So again, the reason why Rashi has to point that out is because he's going to say, since it's such a small, insignificant shiur, it's not going to be covering the whole askupa, obviously. Right? The askupa and the obi of the petah, where the door is going to be much wider than a tefah. So therefore, part of it is going to be covered by this lechi, and part of it is not going to be covered. No problem. Now she gives you the picture now. You put the mavui, you put the korah close to the
to the door. So he put it on the inside. Exactly like you drew this picture over here. See the Navui? You didn't put the beam on the outside, at the end of the Askupa. You put it on the inside, close to the door, under the door, over the door. And therefore, it's going to cover a little, let's say, in the way this picture, it's going to cover two tefahim of the askupa area. So what does that do for me? Energy. Well, go on, Shinya, Korak, and the paper in the sun move. Hilkach, petach patua. Oh, now the door is open. Kilifnim, mechud achitzon shel kora vilifnim. What does it mean, petach patua kilifnim? Mechud achitzon shel kora vilifnim. That means, not all askupa. From the end of, exactly, from the end of the cross beam, we consider what? As if a wall comes down. So the wall comes down, so therefore you're going to matir that little area of the askupa as the shuti yachid, and then it's going to go all the way inside to the mavui. No question. Why do we get that? From this is kimad aman mutal shtemesh tachat the kura, or mishum tam de ekerah bezbat kemesh bekuta beruvi, or mishum de kura mishum mechitza. Daminan kuda haitzon yirev esotem. That's the example I gave you. The different reasons why the heter of this kura, what it does. Some say it just creates a wall that goes straight down over there. That's the simplest one interpretation. We say it's a wall that goes straight down, so therefore everything is now enclosed. You have three walls here in the mavui. And then you have this korah that you put over here. It goes down. If the door's open only. Only if the door's open. You can't carry part of that part of the askupa. You can only carry from the end of the crossbeam that's on top. Draw an imaginary line down over there. It's only going to matir part of that askupa. And it can carry from there all the way to inside. That makes that part of the askupa as part of the mavui. However, once you close the doors... Chavra, what do I care once you close the doors? Chavra, once you close the doors, still, I still have a crossbeam over there. Why don't you just say it also comes down? So we're going to say a rule that we don't say a wall on an insignificant area. That little area is only two tefahim. It's only a small area. To be considered a hashuv wall, it's got to be on a place that's enclosing. When the doors are open, it's going to be a wall on a whole zone. Once you close those, you separated the mavui from the askupa. Exactly. When it says that the askupa, so the askupa that's behind the exactly, whatever below the korah. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi.
If the doors are closed,
then the askupa is a din of the shutera bim. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If you carry four amot in that area, or you were to shutera bim, or you carry the two in the shutera bim and two on the askupa, make a case where you are there. You threw something from the shuti yachid from the inside. I was in the mavui. I threw it over the mavui and it landed on the askupa with the doors closed. I went from the shutera bim to the shuti yachid. Also going to be hayav in that case.
No.
Look at Rashi. It's not a Peta, we fell off that. It was not 3x3. It was 4x4. Look at Rashi. Peta Naul. Now, if the doors are closed, let me read. It's all straightforward. Look at Rashi. Peta Naul. The doors are closed. That delet shokef with askupa. And the delet now is shokef. It's flush with the askupa. Hapini meet. Vechol askupa chutz la delet. Right? All the askupa now is outside of the door. Even what's going to be underneath the korah is not going to be carryable or considered shut yachid. Again, why? The korah. I understand the part that's outside the korah. That part's not roofed. It's not, but at least the part that's the little part that it's covering. Why don't you see just it comes down and closes that area? The kevan the nistama mavui. Since the mavui is closed, batla la korah. The korah is ineffective once you close the doors. Veleka le mal yored besoten. You need that four mechitzot. Once you have four mechitzot, I could say yored besotem. When the door was open, I have the three mechitzot of the mavui. It's all connected. It's all one, and then I have this fourth wall over here. Bingo, go down. No problem. You want to say four mechitzot, but once you're blocking me off on the mavui, so there's no connection now between the outside and the inside. I'm not going to just say. I'm not going to use these principles called good achit. Good means the wall comes down. That's why we didn't want to say askupat habayit. It's not by patua yesh lo mashkof ben lemalo v'sa'ovi ha'petach kolo mekora v'afilu petach na'ul amlin yu levesotem. In a house, which we'll see, now a house has a different dynamics on the outside. A house Even when the doors are closed, it's possible that you'll have four walls where you can able to say, Pitekra, Yored Besotem. But in the Mavui, like you see in this case over here, in the Mavui, you're not doing anything on the outside. Once the walls are closed, once the doors are closed, that's it. The Mavui is separated. This is not going to come down, and therefore you're stuck. We'll see the case of Pet Abayit in a second. We're going to give you a case of Pet Abayit in a second. But this is the scenario that the Gemara says. Helkach Petah Na'ud Batlam Meturat Korah. There's no Korah over there. Ha'azal Na'mavui. There's no Mavui about Tikra. Dalid Lo Batla Yididat Stimat Gardered. Dalakam Moshim Sal Gud Vilavud V'Dofen Akumam Kom Dalid. Dalakatam Moshim Neshtek Korah. Okay, fine. Now that's one. So let's get the first answer to the Gemara. Gemara's first answer is talking about Askupat Mavui, and Askupat Mavui has a Korah, and the Korah, when the Mavui is open, it's considered Pitikla Yorev Sotem. It goes down. Therefore, you can carry on. You can carry on the whole Askupat. You carry on the Askupat that's beyond the. Where the wall ends. However, if the doors are closed, this korah has no value. It loses its inyan anymore because it's standing alone. It's not connected to three walls that are around it, and therefore you're not going to be allowed to carry even under the tikrah. You won't be allowed to carry under the. What does it mean? You won't be allowed to carry. It'll be called neshut harabim. That's the point. It'll be called neshut harabim. It's only called neshut yahid with a tikrah, with a tikrah and doors open. That's one way of learning. Gemara says another answer. Doors are open, so now it's considered.
Pass the Askupa, what happens?
Pass Askupa, so should it be?
Pass the
Korah.
Pass the
Korah? There's an imaginary wall there. So should it be?
It's always a should it be. That part
out. Yeah, that part's out. We're only discussing the Askupa that's connected the Korah. Correct. Can never carry it. That part's supposed to be ready. That's Matil to the should it be. We can only Matil. As much as we can. We can't go Matir. What's going to be the intent to carry on the outside? That's
right. And if it covers the whole thing.
If it covers the whole thing, it can have it. That's the case. But Mavui doesn't do that much. Mavui doesn't do that because usually Mavui is very wide over there and it's the Korah is only a tefa. So therefore it's going to only cover part of it.
And but you put it all the way to the end. You can't put it all the way to the end. Move it all the way to the end. I'm saying, this idea that covering half is not teaching us anything.
He's giving you, in that scenario, you have a wider one in the chena. You have a wider scenario. Okay, continue. Really, we're talking about askupat bayit. Okay, what's nafkamina askupat bayit? Oh, so Yomara says, askina. Ugon shekira b'shte korot she'en bezu arba'a ve'en bezu arba'a ve'en ben zu shelosha ve'delet be'emza petach patuach kelefnim petach na'un kelachutz. Well, that doesn't change. Doors opened, it's considered lefnim. Doors closed, it's considered lachutz. What changes over here? Changes over here is a whole new scenario. You have two cross beams that are on the two korahs on the threshold on top of the house there, and each one of these crossbeams over there is less than 4 tefachim, and you have less than 3 tefachim in between, and the doors are in the middle. The doors are in the middle of these two crossbeams. You have two crossbeams over here. Each one of these crossbeams is less than 4 tefachim. We'll have to see why you're picking me a case of less than 4 tefachim, but there's less than 3 tefachim in between. We know that's already a situation of Lavud, and the doors are right in the airspace. So therefore, when you close the doors, then already the askupa is on the outside. When you open the doors, the askupa is considered on the inside. What is this? Now, look at the picture, just so you get a picture to see what happened over here. You have a house. You see a house? You see the doors themselves when they open, they're 4 tefachim long. You have two beams over here on top. Each beam itself is less than 4 tefahim, and you have less than 3 tefahim in the middle. Just look at this. Just look at this picture there. Just to get to know what you're talking about over here. You see the picture over here? Okay. Now let's see what did you need this for? I need to know a few things now. What did you have to make two beams not touching each other? What did you have to put doors in between? What did you have to make less than 4 tefahim? What's the lavu doing for you over here? And how does this allow the doors to allow me to carry when they're closed, when they're open, and it doesn't allow me when it's closed? Well, what does it do? Rashi, askupat bayit. Rashi, askupat bayit. Shekulo petah mekora. The whole petah is mekora, is roofed. V'ainu ta'ama de petah na'ul kelachutz. What's the case? Why, when the door is closed, why is it considered lachutz? Shekira obia petach b'shtei korot. Because you roofed it with two korot. The ilu tikra sheyesh badale, that is talking. If, let's say, the tikra, the roof, let's say it had dalid, amrinan ba yored v'sotem. Once it's dalid, it's a hashuv tikra. And therefore, I say yored v'sotem, even if the doors are closed. Because a door is a wall. A wall is not going to be vatel, a tikra that is dalid. And therefore, as she says, lo atin ni'ilat der to matel mechitza, ba'afidu shokep im sa'ito. Exactly. So yeah. Even let's say you have the door that's mamash going to come in the middle and close because it's breaking up my tikra. Doesn't break up the tikra. If it's 4 tefachim wide, the tikra is hashuv that the door closing is not going to stop it from functioning, and therefore it's going to come down and it's going to enclose in the askupa. What's the difference between a mavui and a bayit? The korat mavui kitzarahi. Normally, the korat that's on a mavui is very, very narrow. Velog shera el on a mavui. Hilkach petach na'ud batla metorat korat. That's why, in the case of the mavui, we said when you close the door, what happens? The tikra is not functional anymore. Because the closing of the door, since it's a very narrow tikra in a mavui, it's mevatel. Masha'ikin in a house where the threshold in the beginning is wider, therefore if the tikra was put to fahim, doors would not make a difference. That's why we have to give you a case where you don't have 4 tefachim in the cross beams, and therefore by not having 4 tefachim in the cross beams, the doors are going to make a nafkamina. About the tikra dalid, when the roof is 4, lo batla yiridat stimata b'nirat delet. Dalacha l'Moshe m'Sinai hu good, da'id v'lamud, v'dofen akuma v'mkom dalet. Finish. When you have 4 tefachim, we say dofen akuma, good, all the dinim over here. V'acha, also over here then, how you tell me that when you close the door, you break it? Because the beams are not 4 tefachim, they're not touching each other. And therefore the doors are in between the beams themselves, unless the 4 tefachim. When the door is open, I have no problem. Because I say, well, this is 2 tefachim, let's say one beam, and the other beam is 2 tefachim, and I have less than 3 tefachim in between. What does that do? That's called lavud. Now I have 4 tefachim of tikla on top. The doors are open. I say, pitikla yored v'sotem, I can carry on the askupa. Masha'en ken, when I have 2 tefachim of beam, 2 tefachim and airspace in between, now the doors close, it breaks the beam on top. And then once it breaks the beam on top, so therefore the askupa is now considered on the outside, because you don't say pitikla yored v'sotem. Dashi. V'shtei korot he'avu she'en zu arba'a v'lo zu arba'a v'lo b'neim gimal v'adel mitukan liot no'el b'emsa. The door is shut in between. V'lkach peta patua kelefnim v'keva de'en b'neim gimal avlin labud v'avi kehada. We had like one long beam. Ufiya yored v'sotem v'ashtait b'dal peta na'ut k'lahot keva de'emsa'u nemsa'u mafsik b'neim u'mehalekan z'umizu she'en amdil'ot yachad nomar b'em labud. The door breaks the lavud. Because when you have a door that's closed, it's like it breaks that little airspace that's in between. We're not going to say that when you close the door, that little tutifach beam is going to peep. We only say peep when it's 4. It's not 4 anymore, because the door broke it up. So they were either... We're giving 2 cases of it, basically. The way we can say an askupa serves as 2 rishuyot, either it's an askupat mavui. Askupat mavui works with a narrow tikra, a narrow korah that grows across, and therefore it'll matir it if the doors are open. We'll say pit tikra yuvesotem, and so on and so forth. And or pit tikra tabayit. What's the difference with tikra tabayit? Tikra tabayit, you have a wider area on top. And usually you put a wider beam on top of it. You don't put a wide beam on a what do you call it, on a mavui, but you put a wider beam on a bayit. Oh, if it's a wide beam, the Gemara has a problem. Because if it's 4 to 5, I don't care if the door's closed or not. Once you have 4 to 5, boom, it's going to come down and enclose it. Oh, so the Gemara makes a scenario. No, it's 2 beams. Each beam is less than a tefach. Oh, then for 4 to 5, what do you mean? Then you have another problem. Because there's the 4 to 5, you never say pitkai. No, you have a lavud factor. It's within 3 of each other, so therefore, when the door's open, you can combine it to four. Once you combine it to four, boom, it goes down. The askupa is now part of the Rishuti Yahid, and you can carry it. Once the door is closed, oh, since it's right in between, so it breaks your lavud, and then with these two beams cannot connect with each other. We don't say pitikla yiribisim on a beam that's less than four to five over a house, and therefore. This is not a cross beam. This is a regular tikra. There's a roof. There's a general roof. This is pit tikra. You read this sotem. A roof goes down. This is not a lechi or koran. This is a regular roof beam. That's when you have a roof that's 4 to 5, we consider it coming down. So in the mavui case, we used koran. In the bayit, we're using tikra. There's koran and there's tikra. In the mavui, it's a koran. That's a iruvin concept that you're sticking to kosher it. And there, we do say it goes down only when it has three walls connected to it. Then we say the fourth wall comes down. But in the case of a tikra, it has to be four tefachim to consider it to go down. And it's going to be four tefachim only when the door is open. But when the door is closed, it breaks. Very straightforward. We're not going into all the Meshchid Eruvin over here, but that's basically the scenario that we need to know for our story. Okay. Vim Aita Askupa. Yivra Asara Berchava Arba'a Hare Zu Leshut La'atzma. Okay, now, the Askupa is 10 tefachim high on its own, and it's 4 tefachim wide, so then that's a Leshut on its own. What's 10 by 4? What Leshut is that? Leshut Yachid. Very good. Look at that sheet.
Just now we were talking about at this point, how high was it?
Above 3 tefachim from the ground.
But not 10.
But not 10, and had 4x4 on its surface. Now we're talking about where it's high. It's 10 tefachim high, that's a significant shiur, and it's 4x4. That's where they get a shoot la'atzmo, that's he. If I task Kupa Gibwa Yud, Sefer de Milta da Hirim de Brata de Vada, Nakita Pushakim Amarbo, the shoot la'atzma, Vehem et Tatim ba'afilim in a bayit. Interesting, Hadushna. What do you mean, if it's a shoot the Yahid, the Chavar should be allowed to carry from the house to the Askupa. The shoot the Yahid, the shoot the Yahid, the moment we ever see the shoot, there's a problem. You cannot carry. Why? You must say, מסייע לאל רבי יצחק בן אבדימי, דבר רבי יצחק בן אבדימי אומר היה רבי מאיר, כל מקום שאתה מוצא שתי רשויות, anytime you see two רשויות next to each other, ואין רשות אחת, which is, but they have the din of one רשות, כגון עמוד ברשות יחיד, גבוה 10 ורחב 4. יהיה בחצר, what's the din of a חצר? רשות יחיד. In the חצר, יהיה בעמוד. The עמוד is 10 high for what? יהיה ברשות יחיד, in the רשות יחיד. Yeah? What's the deen of the rabbi? Asur lekatef alav. You can't put your stuff on it. I have a knapsack. I'm walking in the chaser. I'm walking in the chaser. The chaser is a shuti yachid. I'm walking with my stuff. See, now what? I want to rest. I want to stick my knapsack on the beam. I said, wait, let me measure the beam. 10 by 4. Oh, shuti yachid. Perfect. Shuti, no problem. The chaura. It's like going from one room in the house to another room in the house. It's all the shuti yachid. The chaura. No, you can't. Why can't you? The Amra says, Gezera for what? Gezera mishum tel b'reshut rabin. Amazing Gezera. You know what I'm worried about? If you're going to get used to starting to put stuff on a beam that's a reshut yachid, you might be walking in the reshut rabin one day. And you're going to see a beam, a mound, let's say, mountain, pile of dirt. And the pile of dirt's going to be 10 high, 4 wide. And what are you going to end up doing? You're going to put your stuff down. So we don't want you putting it's different than a room case. In the room case that I gave you, it's all on the one roof over there. What am I worried about? You want one room to another? No, because it's not. But once you get used to putting stuff on a reshut yachid, you might put it on a reshut yachid that's found in a reshut harabim. Oh, so back to our story over here. In this case over here, you have a askupa, which is a reshut yachid. Done by 4. And you have the chaser. It's also a reshut yachid. What does the harim say? You can't go from this one to this one. Because when you're putting on the askupa, it's like you're putting on, you might come to put on a mountain that's in the reshut harabim. So you give it up. That it's not like you're going from one reshut to another reshut in a house where it's all one item. Here you're going from one domain to another domain, even though they're the same domains in name. But it's a gezerah that you might come to carry over there. Okay, now let's go to the next Mishnah. New subject. We're out of Hotza'ah. Amazingly enough. So basically, Hotza'ah is. Yeah, for the first perek, it's up to Daftet. So from Bet to Tet is all the Torah of Hotza'ah in the perek Rishon. Now we move to a totally different subject. Not related to Hotza'ah Bechlal. Haircuts. Okay, from where do we get the haircuts? Lo yeshev adam lefnei hasapar samuch lemincha. person cannot sit down to take a haircut close to Mincha. Ajit politely prays. Lo yikenes adam leminchatz, but should not go to the bathhouse. Velo lebursaki, bursaki is the tannery. Velo leichol, not to stand have a meal. Velo ladin, not to sit down in judgment. Until you pray Mincha. But if you started the judgment or the haircut and all that other stuff, in mafsikin, you don't stop. Mafsikin, the in mafsikin the kiryat shema, the in mafsikin the tefillah. For kiryat shema, you would interrupt, but you're not going to interrupt for tefillah. It's a random statement. The gerashina, lo yishev adam lefnei aspa lestaper. That's not a segula. You can't sit in front of a barber. It means to take a haircut, as she says. No, there's no way to sit in front of a barber for Mincha. It means you need to take a haircut. Samuch leMincha. Samuch leMincha. Kodem leMincha. Ad sheyitpalel. What's the problem? Shelo yishkach velo yitpalel. Shema yishkach. You might get so caught up in your haircut that you forget to pray. Ve'ha afilu bechol nameh. This has nothing to do with Erev Shabbat now. This has got to do with normal weekday. Ve'ad etani hacham mishum dedami la'ad etani gaba lo yitze achayet b'machato Erev Shabbat b'chashecha. Shem yishka v'yishem yishka. This is a setup for what's going to come up. We're going to learn a case. Erev Shabbat, the tailor should not go out with his pin. Why? Even though Erev Shabbat you're allowed to carry. But we're worried he's going to forget that he has his pin in his garment. They used to walk around with the pin in their hat or in their shirt. And he's going to end up carrying. So then, since we're talking about things that you shouldn't do because you might forget, so then we introduced it with this case over here. You should go to the bottom for a minute, you might forget Mincha. It's not a Shabbat story here. It's going to lead into a Shabbat story of forgetting as well. You might get drawn into the haircut, you might get drawn into the tannery or to the bathhouse. You start it, finish it. Obviously, we have time to finish all these items, and you still have time to pray. We're not going to tell you, I'll finish the sauna, and if you miss Mincha, you miss Mincha. Of course, if you have time to do both. Mafsikin kiryat shema, but for kiryat shema, you have to stop. Ita bidoraita, that's from the Torah. Mafsikin tefillah, because you just told me that you stopped. You told me already, mafsikin tefillah in the beginning. What do you have to tell to me again? Because the Gemara says, hey, samuch le Mincha. Oh, there's two Minchas. There's Mincha gedola, there's Mincha katana. You tell me, Mincha Ketana is, let's say, for argument's sake, 3:30. Let's say, Mincha Gedola, for argument's sake, is 12:30. So you tell me, I can't get from 12 o'clock? Samuk Le Mincha, from 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock? Which Mincha are we talking about? There's a big difference. Hey, Samuk Le Mincha, Ilam Ale Mincha Gedola. I might go. What are you worried about? 12 o'clock. Ha Ika Shaud Bayom Tuva. How long is that taking a haircut for? Just 6 hour haircut? The guy waits for a long time. He has to 6 o'clock to pray Mincha. Ela samuk leMincha ketana. Oh, samuk leMincha ketana. I understand. However, imitchilu emafsikim. You tell me that if you started it, then you don't stop. Neimatei tiuftad Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi. Damar Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi. Kevan shegezman tefilat Mincha asur leAdam sheyitom klum kodem sheyitpalel tefilat Mincha. But what are you talking about? Once the time of Mincha comes, so you're not allowed to even eat anything. You have to pray Mincha right away. So why would the Mishnah tell you that once the time of Mincha Ketana comes, emafsikim, if you started emafsikim lechaura, you should have to stop what you're doing. Rashi, she just gives you terminology. Mincha Gedola. Hathalat zman tamid shel ben arba'im mechim etchila adi dehainu mechatzi sheva ulma'ala dehachetzi shesh vechatzi sheva chama omedet perosh kol adam vekoderet kenegda lemata ve'enu noteh lishum sad umechatzi zayin ulma'ala noteh berakir lema'arav samuch lemincha hathalat sheva. What's hathalat sheva? 12 o'clock. When does the 7th hour start? At 12 o'clock, the beginning of the 7th hour. Beginning of the 6 hours into the day. The 12:01 already begins the 7th hour. When is the earliest time you can read the Korban Tamid, as she says? The Korban Tamid Ben Arba'im. That's when the sun starts to go to the Ma'arav, when the sun starts to go to the west. When is that? Well, at 12 o'clock, but you don't see it. It's very, 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 the sun is really still overhead. It doesn't become pronounced until when? 12:30. 12:30, then you see the shade starting to go the other way. That's what we call Ma'arav. Ma'arav is showing Erev, because that's where the Erev, that's where the night comes from, the sunsets in the west. In any event, that's giving you the time of Mincha Gedola. Mincha Ketana, when's Mincha Ketana? Mitet Sha'otu Mechsa. Mitet Mechsa, 3:30. שהיו רגילים שלא לאחרי יותר מכאן, כדי מטעמי ששחץ מוקדמה. Okay, they didn't want to delay the קורבן תמיד past that time over there. So that was called the תמיד, that's the time that they would bring the תמיד של בן ארבעים. אם התחילו, הם מפסיקים בתביעה. ויעבור הזמן, למת את יופתה, דקטני אחה, יגמרו סעודתן. Over here it says, well, the guy started to eat. At the time of Mincha, if he started to eat, finish. What do you mean? Because he said he shouldn't even taste anything. Which sounds like that if you started to eat, you should stop. So make up your mind. What is the Mincha? Is it? If it's the Mincha Gedolah, it doesn't make any sense to me. Mincha Gedolah, I have the whole day. What are you worried about? You're making a gizah from 12 o'clock. You can't go to the Beis House. Oh, Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana, what are you talking about? Chaura, that goes against the Mincha Ben Levi. Because if Mincha Gedolah, you should stop. So the Mincha says... No, the Adam, Samuch, the Mincha Gedolah. Oh, so what's the problem? Betesporet ben el Asha. Special haircut. Who's the ben el Asha? She says, Hatanot shel Rabbi Aya. He was the son-in-law of Rabbi. Upizer ma'ot l'mod tesporet. He learned special, he went to barber school. He learned special haircuts. Shel Kohen Gadol. Sheyam mesaper kol rosho velo legamri. Kohen Gadol has to shave all his hair. But not all is here, not totally bald. Ela maniach kol ha'sarot ksat kde sheyedosho shezeh besadi karosh shezeh. It's a strange haircut. That you have to leave the head of the hair has to reach the root of the hair in front of it. So each hair has a different size. Because again, the hair goes up, and then the hair, it's got to reach the root of the next hair in front of it. So therefore you have to, mamash, every hair has its own custom made haircut. So it takes a process, so it takes time. Oh, so if I knew Kasuv was the same, Kasuv was the fine. Oh, so that's what we're talking about. I understand. Hagedolah on Elasha haircut. That special haircut that can take half a day. Below the minhas lechula milta. Then it says below the minhas. What's the minhas lechula milta the minhas? What are they doing the minhas? Full body minhas. Full service. He's going to sweat, he's going to bathe, he's going to this. Velol de bursiki. What's the bursiki? Bursiki gedola. What's the bursiki? Bursiki is the tannery. The tannery over there where it's a big job. Once you start getting involved in doing this process of the tannery, you get involved with it the whole day. And what's the other thing? Velol de echob, suda gedola. Oh, that's a big suda, because we might get drawn after it. And what's the other item? Velo ledin betchilat din, and when it comes to the dinim, to the judgment, it means in the beginning of the court case where you have to hear all the claims. It takes a long time, so that's the first answer to the Gemara. Hagedolah, and we're talking about long process. What's the long process? Betchilat din, full service, the bathhouse, tannery, doing all the big jobs of the tannery, haircut of Ben El Asha. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Rabbi Yaakov says, Le'olam betesporet didan. You don't got to go to this exquisite haircut. We really talk about a regular haircut. And still talking about Mincha Gedolah. Back to the same question. How long does a haircut take? 4 minutes? What are you worried about? You're going to miss Mincha. ולכתחילה עמי לא ישב גזרה שמא ישבר הזוג. No answer. The scissors might break. The barber's scissors might break. And you're sitting in the chair. He did half your head. Half your head shaved, half the head's not shaved now on. Now, until the guy goes and gets the scissors, he doesn't have a spare pair. You're going to miss Mincha. That's the gezerah. Shemei yeshever hazug. Velo lemerchas leaziya be'alma. Even if you just go to the sauna, what's the problem? At 12 o'clock, I can't go to the sauna, what's going to happen? Gemara says, ulechatahila amai lo gezerah shemei yita'alefa. That what? You might faint. This one gets very hot. Velo lebursiki, le'ayune ba'ama, even to go into the bursiki, not to do work, just to manage. Why? Ulechatahila amai lo dilma hazeh pesedah bizbineh umitin. What happens when you walk into the factory? You will see problems. Oh, they're doing this wrong. What's going to end up happening? God, I have to stay. You call the guy outside. I'll be 2 minutes. I'm just going in to look at something. You walked in. Oh, but it's called, they're ruining the whole day and everything. You end up getting caught into it. But only echol b'sevudah katana. Even a small sevudah. Nothing major. Not a wedding. A small sevudah. Like lunch. Why can't you eat lunch? Nechatela my lord. Dilma atel am shuker. You might get drawn. What happens in the sevudah? You get drawn into the sevudah. But only din. B'gemar din. What's the problem? Gemara Din is at the end. You heard all the claims already. Now you just have to give a verdict. What's the problem? What happens at the verdict time? Maybe also one of the judges, they're going to start to reanalyze. Oh, you know what? I see a reason to exonerate. Oh, and then after we hash the whole thing, we're worried that it might be turned over at the end. So therefore, again, we see from this Gemara, there's two ways to learn. Either it's a Minha Gedola issue, if it's a Minha Gedola issue, so then already, that's what Gemara says, Minha Gedola. But is it Minha Gedola on long items that are intrinsically long? Or is it a Minhag Gedolah item on things that are really short, but where it goes in that they might turn into long items? So this was, most you don't think about holding this Minhag Gedolah Mishnah. All these things start at 12 o'clock. But there's two ways of looking at it. According to the first reason, I'm only worried about Bnei Lashak haircut. You want to go to a regular barber, I'm not worried about breaking scissors. I'm worried about the long, exquisite haircut. According to the Minhas, the first rabbi is worried, yeah, Minhas, because you're doing full service Minhas, then you get to the sauna, and then you're going to wash up, and you're going to bathe, and but according to the first rabbi, he's not worried about just going to the sauna and fainting. That's not his issue. The first rabbi says, Minhag Gedolah, and it's a long process. Second rabbi says, it's Minhag Gedolah, and it's short process, but you're worried that the short process might end up becoming long process. That's the two ways of learning the Gemara. Baruch Adonai. Amen, amen, amen.